on Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. Let us just start on Kuf Vav Amid Beis. Omer Rav Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. Atayin Tainis Ganev Bepikodin Einei Chayev. A person who Tainis Nignava, Hashem Echinam Tainis Nignava, he's not Chayev to swear Ad Sheyichper Bemitzes V'yayda Bemitzes. Till he'll be Amayda Bemitzes. My time the Omar Kro Ki Huze, and Ki Huze means I'm saying a part of your Tviya is correct, a part of your Tviya I disagree. Uplike derab, so, but that's the only case where Hashem swears. But if he's not a Maida Bemiktas, he's not Mechuyev to swear Nignava. Uplike derab Chia by Yosef, the Omar Rab Chia by Yosef, Erev Parshiyos Kosuv Kam. Sarashi says, Posik shuhu mi parsha acheres nis'aru bezu, that what it says in the, by Pekodin, it says ki yuzeh, this does not belong in this parsha. She'ene mekoymai, the ainu, the hai ki yuzeh bin kesef talva havle lemichtevei, it belongs in the parsha bin kesef talve. The hosam koi, there by halvo, one is only mechuyev to swear if he's a maida b'mikzus. Dilem b'hach parsha said the pekodin b'loy aida b'mikzus mechayev. Afil he's not a maida b'mikzus, he's also chayev. Now let us see the lashna gemara v'chi k'siv ki uzeh amilvu d'chsid. U'mayishna milve. What is the difference that milve akayfa hakel is pota, only a maida b'mitzis is chayiv, and by pekodin, afilu akayfa hakel is also chayiv ashvur kidarabe. Doma rabe mibnei ma omro toire maida b'mitzis hataina yishova, chazok ein odo mei is pono bifnei bal chayiv. Rabe esta kashe, we had mentioned last week, that rabe esta kashe lechayre, what is the svara of the Torah that was mechayev amoida b'mitzis? If he sees that by being moida he has to swear, so he'll learn that honesty does not pay and he won't be moida at all. So the shvua is not accomplishing anything, but is only making that he won't be moida. The chiyuv shvua by amoida b'mitzis will only encourage him not to be moida. So Rabbi said, Chazok ein odom meyis ponov bifnei bal choyvoy. So Rabbi said that there's nothing but to worry about. A person will not be a koifer hakel. Will not be a koifer hakel because he doesn't have the hazeh to be meyis bifnei bal choyvoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Umayishna milve dokhina lekro mi duchtei umakmina le'alo. And you say that the whole posik of moide b'miktsas is only going on milve. Kidarabe, domarabe, ein odom meis pono pifneze shoisa le'toive. If a person did him a toive aloive that received a toive from the malve, it will never be meis ponim. Hilkach, heiched the kofar hakoil. So if the malva says, I lent you $100, and he says, you never lent me a penny, is potem mishvur. The lav kushte ba'adei, if it wouldn't be the truth, lav motzi lemichba bei. He would be unable to be kofar, because the nature of a person is that Binishtvi, he feels indebted to the person who did him a toive, he would not be a koifer hakel. Ve'eichet the moide mikzas, when he's moide mikzas, bekuli boi lemichpere, he would love to be koifer in ganzen, but he can't, vaydele kofre, mishum den odo meis. So memele, so the Gemara is saying that by milve, a koifer hakel is not chayev ashur, because I have a biru of ein odom meis bifnei bal choyvoi, that tells me ein mei odom meis pono bifnei bal choyvoi, so I can be assured that if he's a koifer hakel, he's telling the truth. He doesn't have to swear. Now let us skip down to for next to the last line. Vegabi milve hu de ikalameima hochi. By milve a kaifa hakel, I can say, I have a biru that he doesn't owe money because another may is ponder bifnei bal chayva. So therefore, a kaifa hakel of milve doesn't have to swear. Avol vegabi pekodin mayis u mayis. But by a pekodin, he is not indebted. The nifkat is not at all indebted to the mafkid. So memela a kaifa hakel of a nifkat does not mean anything, does not prove anything that Hitake doesn't owe him. No, that what he's made is because there's nothing preventing him to being not being made. Let us see Rashi. Avo bepekodin the einkan toive meis a meis. Hilka hafila kofa bekulei. Hafila is a kofa hakel. Gomye rachmone shvu alei. The Torah said is mechuyiv to swear. So Shitas Rashi, according to Rav Chiya by Yosef, is as follows. That by milve a kofa hakel is potter to swear. Because if he had the audacity to be a kaifa hakel akochach, it's the truth. If it wouldn't be the truth, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to be a kaifa hakel to someone who also loy taiva. So therefore, kaifa hakel is potter to swear. A meide b'miktzas is not such a chutzpah, not such a hose. He's meide to him. He says, I do owe you, you're right. So there, a meide b'miktzas, therefore, a meide b'miktzas has to swear. Masha'en came by pekodim. By Pekotin, the Nifkat is never indebted to the Mafkid, so therefore every Kofa Hakel by Pekotin is Mechuyiv to swear. Let us see Taisvitz. Erev Parashi is Kosev Kan. V'chi Ksiv Ki Hu Zeh. This is Rav Chiya by Yosef. That what it says, Ki Hu Zeh, that you need a Hidoh and a Kvire, Amil Ve'hu Dechsiv. This is only speaking about milve. Perish bekuntres. The posik zeh, the chiyu zeh, mi parsha acheres, it belongs in a different parsha. The beveim kesef talves ami habalele michtav. It should really be written in that parsha. The hosam koi, it's going on that parsha. The I bahach parsha said the pekodim. The parsha pekodin beloy hayda bemiktzas nami mechaye. By pekodin, afilu is a kaifa hakel is also chaye. V'taime da akrinelei meduchte. That what we were oikel this pasuk from where it is written, and we say it belongs someplace else. Kedemasik umaysh na milve. Why by milve is a kaifa hakel potter and only a meide b'miktzas is chayiv? Kidarabe, dein odom meis ponov. That by milve a person will not be meis ponov. Lechach, therefore, kaifa hakel potter. That's why a kaifa hakel is potter. Avol b'pikodei, shloi osa loi toive, meis o meis. But by pikodei, we didn't do a toive, so his kfire does not prove anything, doesn't show that he's telling the truth. So therefore, afilu kefa hakel is chayiv to swear. Yilkach afilu kefa hakel chayiv. Now, Taisus is going to ask a multitude of kashas and rashi. Kashe number one, the kashe, the bereish Sanhedrin mashme, the afilu laman da oma erev parshis kosev kam, that even though we say that the Posik of Pekodin is also going by Heidoas Valvois, Lo Yekrina Le Legamri Mi Pekodin. We don't say it's only going by Halvo. We say it's also going by Halvo. Linyin Shloisha Umumchem. It says Alekim by Pekodin. And we learn how three Alekim, see any three Dayonim. So even if it goes also by halvos, I say it goes also by halvos. Erev parshias, that means the lakim that is said by pekodin is also going on halvos. Dine halvos also need three dayonim and smuchim. Fine. But the Gemara never said that it's only speaking about Halva. The Gemara says it's also speaking. Erev Parshas means that even though if you look at the Parsha, the Mishkol Rishon, it's speaking about the Kodem, it's also speaking about Halva, even though it's a different Parsha. But we're not oiker the Parshta Dekra, and here we have, according to Rashi, a new concept of Erev Parshas. This pasuk doesn't belong here. It belongs someplace else. It's not here. We don't find such an Erev Parshas. Umiyu yesh litchais. V'le'inya moide mikzis diketayma akrinilei mipekodin legamri. That means here we have a reason that that halva has to be a moide b'miktus. V'sakayfa hakol, we have a biru that he's telling the truth. I know the mei is ponder b'fnei bal chayvay. By pekodim, I don't have a biru. So if there's a pasuk that says you need a moide b'miktus, it has to be speaking only by halva, not by pekodim. So if you have a reason, so that reason is sufficient to be oikel. That reason is sufficient to be oikel, the posik, from Pekodin, and put it by Halva. Avlinyin shloisha mumchim veleka taime. There's no reason why Pekodin should not need mumchim. There's no reason why Pekodin should not need three dayonim. So memele, so then the Erev Parshas means it's also going on something else, on Hedos Svarbos, but not only going. But here we're working with a svore. The svore is machia, that the Din Shvue needs Hedos only by Halvo, because Akeifer Hakel, I have a biru, that he's telling the truth. But by Pekodin, there's no reason why I need Hedos. Kaifa Hakali also don't have a biru that he's telling the truth, so Kaifa Hakali also should have to swear. Avon Koshe, the Bepere Kashoyu, Gabiho the Muki Masnisen the Hosom, Sheyesh Esig Shvue Beinei, Muki Reishe Betarti Veseifa Betlas, Mashme the Lemechayev Shvue Elim Kain, יש חודו דקמוידה, בהוסם כרבחיה ברב יוסף, ודקומה בוסו הוכי ולרומי ברחומה, עמוד למחייב רבחיה בר יוסף, ולא יעדו מקצס, עמוד לא יוקר לגמרי כי הוא זה מפיקודה. Now let us explain Tosfos Kasha. But before we explain Tosfos Kasha, let us just say one more nekudah. We had here Rab Chiya Bar Rabbe, which is also Rami Bar Chome, which the Gemara is going to say later. They say, by Pekodin, you need a Moide B'miktzis. That was the Loshon Rab Chiya Bar Rabbe. Hatoyin Tainiz Ganef Pekodin, Ein Echayv Ad Sheyichba B'miktzis V'yoide B'miktzis. Which means as follows. That means, that what Hashem swears Nignevo. That's in Parshas Mishpotim. It seems that a nignav comes, a nifgat comes to the shema, and he asks the shema, where's my behemoth? And the shema says, your behemoth was nignav. And he has to swear, according to Rab Chiya Bar Rabbe, this is speaking about, there were three poros. There were three poros. And he asks him, where's my three poros? So he says, let me tell you, cheshbon. I'll tell you, cheshbon. The first pora, I was a pesheya. So memela, it got lost, the dust, but I was a pesheya. So I owe you for the first pora. The second pora that you're asking, I'm sorry, you never gave me a second pora. The third pora, which is really the second pora, was gigambit. So Rami Bar Chome, so it says in the Torah, he swore was nignav, so then they found that he was the gan, if he pays kefil, this whole scenario, that the Shema had to pay, that it was Nignav, that they had to swear. Nignav is speaking about a case of three poros. On one there was a Haidah, Amon there was a kvire, and Amon he's saying nignav. That's how Rami Bar Choma learns pshat. Now, and that is a davar muskim, less man the polik. Now, according to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, according to Rashi, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says you don't need this whole scenario in order to be machayev shvua by a nifkad. It's one pore. The mafkid comes to the nifkad. Where's my pore? He says it was stolen. He's machayev to swear. That is shitas Rashi. So according to Rami Bacham, you need three pores in order to swear nignav. One of Aido, one of kvire, and one of nignav. And according to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, one pore is enough. He says nignav, swear. Swear was nignav. That is according to Shitas Rashi. Now let us say over the Gemara in Ashoil, and we'll understand what Tosfos Kash is on Rashi. The Gemara in Ashoil says as follows, a very interesting story. A person lent and rented a behemoth. There was a, rented and lent, as follows. He made a deal. The first half of the day it's rented, the second half of the day it's lent. L'mayin afkemine, if it dies. So if it died in the first half of the day, kapota. Died the second half of the day, yechai. Now, that was the story. Now, the Mashal Masker comes to this, Shoyel Soicher, I mean, he tells them, he says that he asks, where's my pore? It died. So the marshal says, it died in the afternoon when it was shoal already. So you have to pay me. And the Soicher Shoyel says, I don't know when it died. The marshal says he knows. The Shoyel says it doesn't know. So it says in the Mishnah, you have to pay. This is what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts trying to, what's pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says like this, if you hold Bori Vishem or Bori Yodev, so it's very good, the Mishnah. So the Mashal says, I know it died in the afternoon, so you owe me money. He says, I don't know when it died, so Bori Vishem or Bori Yodev, Shemuchu, you have to pay. But the Gemara asks, but what if you're Bori Vishem alav Bori Yodev? So what do you do now? So what's from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says he has to pay. Why is he mechuyev to pay? Bori Vishem alav Bori Yodev. So the Gemara says, Ksheyesh Esek Shvua Beinem. There's missing a few words in the Mishnah. Let us explain the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about that there were two poros. And he asked them, Where my two poros? One of them, one of them was a shula, no shaila. The other one was schura shula. So he tells him the two poros. No one's around anymore. You have two dead poros. So he tells them, no, the shula died. I owe you for the shula. That's that. The schura, I don't know. I don't know when it died. Yenna says, I do know. It died when it was a shula. And he says, I don't know. So the Gemara says, so there's a chi, he's a maida b'mikzitz. He's maida in one pore, that he owes him for one pore. The other pore, he doesn't know. Now, if he would say, I do know, it'd be a mamish maida b'mikzitz, he'd have to swear. Since he doesn't know, so there's a klal mitoy sheni yochel lishova mishalom. That means a moide b'miktzas who cannot swear because he doesn't know. So there's a klal if you can't swear, you mechuyev to pay. So the Gemara says pshat in that Mishnah. That is the case. The Mishnah is speaking about there was an esek shvua beinayim. That what it says. The Mishnah doesn't mention this. The Mishnah says one word. The Mashal says b'shor shahisa shula meisa. And he says, I don't know. And it says he's mechuyev to pay. So the Gemara says, I'm telling you, pshat in the Mishnah, pshiyesh esek shvue beinayim. There was two pores. He was moida on one. And the other one he doesn't know. And mitoch shen yochel lishova mishal. So now let's just speak Oisim, and then we'll get back into Tosfos. So who is this Gemara going according to? According to Rab Chiya bar Abba Amar Rab Yechanan, we mentioned you only swear when there's three paras. One para you maide, one para you kaifa, and the third para you say nigna, bananas, whatever it is. There has to be three paras another in order to swear. Here, the Gemara says later, according to Rami Bachomet, speaking about the three paras. The Gemara says that, according to the three paras. But not according to Rami Bachomet, speaking about two paras. He was maide in one, and on the one I zicha owe you, and the other one I don't know. So, according to Rashi says, according to Rab Chiya bar Yosef, that's the chaylik on Rami Bachomet, you don't need bechlal heidor. Every shayma pekodin is mechuyif to swear. That's what Rashi says. The whole reason a kaifa hakol doesn't have to swear is by milva, because I know the man is ponder for neva chayya. I know he's telling the truth, but by a pekodin, I don't know he's telling the truth. A kaifa hakol is mechuyif to swear. And the Gemara there is going according to Rab Chiya bar Yosef, and the Gemara says he's mechuyif to swear and he doesn't know, and the Gemara says, why was he mechuyif to swear? Because he's talking about two paras, he was made in one and came from the other. So you see, Klon, not like Rashi. Rashi says, Avila Kefer Hakel swears. And then the Gemara says, according to Rab Chiya bar Yosef, you need two paras. Now let us see in the Beinik and Taisvis, Avil Kosher. The Perek HaShoyel Gabihod and Mukim Asnisen Dohosom, Kshayesh Eisek Shvua Beinayim. That, what the Shomer has to pay, it's speaking about, he had a swear. Umuki Reisha Betarti, the Reisha is speaking about two poras, Sefer Betlas, the Sefer is talking about he did, one pora was a Shula, one pora was a Shura, he doesn't know which one died. So then you need three poras. Mashme deloy mechay yeshvu elim ken yeshchote de kamoide. Vahosam ke Rab Chiya bar Rab Yosef. Midekam avosa hochi ulegomi bar chome. It's thinking about three and four poras. Almod loy mechay Rab Chiya bar Rab Yosef beloy eido mikzis. Alme, so now Tosfos is saying, that's what I was trying to say in the beginning, le'oka le'gamri ki huzemi pekodin. Not the way Rashi had said, if you hold Erev Parshiyos, so you take out ki huzeh from the Parsha pekodin, and there Kefa Hakel is also chayiv. And the only case that I might, you need Haidor to be mechayiv v'shvu, and not a Kefa Hakel is only by Milva. From the Gemara in Ashayel, it would seem that a filu by Pekodin, also a kaifa hakel is potter to swear. Only a moide b'miktzis is chayiv to swear. Not the way Rashi says. So that's kasha number one. And in Yesod, this is strengthening the first kasha. The first kasha was, Erev Parshiyos never means that we were oiket legamri from Pekodin. Erev Parshiyos means it's also speaking about Ovo. But it's also speaking about Pekodin also. Kasha number one. Boit, kasha number two. The Bekama Mishnayis, Mashma, you learn Mishnayis, Mashma loy Mishayev be Pekodin, Ella be Maida be Mitzis. You only chayev a shvua by Pekodin, only if you are Maida be Mitzis. These are Mishnayis. Here we have Amiroim, Abchiyah by Yosef. There are Mishnayis. The Mishnayis say that you only chayv a shvua by Pekodin by Maida Bemikzis. Now Tosfos brings a few Mishnayis. Kehidu Shvuas. The Sela Hilvi Sani Olof Ushtayim Hoya Shovet. Now what's the case over there? The case over there is as follows. Reuven is a Malve, Shimon is a Loive. Now Reuven lent Shimon a Sela, and Shimon gave him a mashkin. Now the mashkin got lost. Reuven lost the mashkin. Right? So Reuven says, well, okay, you owed me a sela, gave me a mashkin for the sela, the mashkin is lost, finished. So it's a leidik, finished. You gave me a mashkin, which was worth a sela, and you owe me the sela, I lost the mashkin, so finished. It's paid up. Shimon says, anshultik. The mashkin was worth two sloy. It wasn't worth one sloy. It was worth two sloy. Don't tell me it's a late. You owe me a seller now. I gave you a mashkin of two sloy. Sela hilvisani, you lent me a sela. Ushtayim ha-yeshove. But the mashkin I gave you was worth two sloim. So Reb Yid, I'm money from you a sela. And the Mishnah says, so he has to swear. Now, why did the Mishnah have to speak of such a scenario by Pekodin? He was talking about Pekodin. We're talking about the Malva didn't do any favors. He didn't receive any favors. This is like Pekodin. And the Malva says, no, it was only worth a sela. And here you don't have a bir, another mayis, pondav of Nebal Chayv, if I can't, because he didn't receive any tavis from the loiv, Adrabi did a tavis. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, he's only chayiv to swear if he's a maida b'mitzvahs. But if he wouldn't be a maida b'mitzvahs, he wouldn't be chayiv to swear. According to Rashi, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, every pikotin, afilu akayif ahaka, also has to swear. V'chein ahid menayre bas asor elitrit. This speaks about a case, a nifkad and a mafkid. The mafkid says, I gave you a menayre that was asor elitrin. And that's how much away, the golden menayre. And the nifkad said, no, it was a chamish litrin. Weiter, you have to swear, meide bemitzes, here's pekodin. And according to Rashi, you don't need a maid of a mixes by Pekodin. A kaif akalos has to swear. Vahi desek fanis tunis mesartilo. Another case that a mafkid gave over to a nifkad. I gave you over esek fanis tunis. Esek fanis. You hold mechubel a karkel avke karke. And the nifkad said, no, you only gave me over 5 fanis tunis. So memele, so baita maid of a mixes also. So all these cases we're speaking about Pekodin, neither made of a mitzvah. Banizokin, Gavishnei Kisin Kshurim, Motzosoli, the Mechaivina made a mitzvah of Patrina Kaifer Hakel. Now, there's a case in Anizokin, a person found an Aveda. A person found an Aveda, that means he comes over, Shimon finds a kiss full of mois and says on the kiss Reuven's name. Shimon comes over to Reuven. I found your kiss here. In the Muchem Zum Kamitzvus Hashavus Aveda. So Reuven says, Anshuldik, there were 2 kissing. They were tied together. Maybe where's the other kiss? Other kiss? You found 2 kissing. You're giving me back 1, Yashikoya. Give me back the other kiss. So there it says that Fakert so Shimon is mechuyev to swear. Shimon is somebody to be mitzvahs. Now there's Pekodin. Shimon didn't get any toivis from Reuven Fakert. Rashi holds whenever Shimon is not indebted to Reuven, so there's no biro, he's a kaifa hakel, he can say a lie very easily. There's no biro and no demei is ponov. So Memele, and there it says he's only chayiv to swear if he's a maida be mitzvahs. Aval gab shloi osa loi shum toive. Beperik sheini diksubis ubishvuis adayonim. Patrinen, we should appreciate Tesis is going to half shas over here and the Tesis gates are represented. It's meridik. Bishvuis adayonim, patrinen mona lavicha biyodi. Vachaltev pras. Bemigo di boy kaifer hakel. Mishum de bevnoi meis. That means like this, that Reuven comes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, you know, your father lent me a money, and I paid back half the money, I paid back already. I only owe now half a money. And Shimon, who was not the Malva, who's the son of the Malva, says, no, you didn't pay back anything. My father told me nothing was paid back. So the Gemara says that we believe Reuven because he could have been a kaifa hako. He could have said, I didn't borrow anything from your father. Because the bevnoi meis, by the ben is meis, some a mele, so he has a migu. That means, what's the case? In other words, the case is speaking about that Shimon is mourning from Reuven. Listen, you borrowed from my father a money. My father told me all his halvos were never paid up. And Reuven says, I borrowed a money, but I paid up half. And we believe him with amigo. Listen, if he'd be a liar, he could have said, I'd never borrowed b'chlal a money from your father. Bibnoi mei is put by the son, he's mei. So Mela, we believe him with amigo. Ulepeirish hakuntris adarabe. If your mei is, so then if a look over hakel has to swear. So Mimela, so the din should be, not that he should be potter to swear because he is amigo to be a kaifer hakel, and shuldik, since you, it's very easy for you to be meyes libnoi, so your kfire, there's no birr whatsoever with your kfire. So Mimela, so if a kaifer hakel has to swear. And the Gemara says, not like that. The Gemara says, punk vakel. That even though he's a maida b'mitzas, he's a migo being a kaifer hakel, so you see clear kaifer hakel is potter to swear. V'chein b'pere kama de bob metziye b'shmaite da heilech gabi sloin dinrim. Zasugye in bob metziye, let's just say what this sugye is talking about for 1 minute. It's a very interesting maise. There was Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a shtar on Shimon, and the shtar says he lent him sloim. It's a very vague, it doesn't say how many sloim he lent him. He lent him sloim. So Reuven says, I lent you 5 sloim. The shtar, God was a shtickle batlonish, he didn't write the 5, but I lent you 5 sloim. Shimon says, Anshuldik, there wasn't 5 sloim, it was 3 sloim. It was not 5, it was 3. So Memelas, he's a Maida B'mikzis. That means he's money from 5 and he's Maida 3. So the Gemara says, here, since the Shtar Messiah LeShimon, I mean, Shimon could say 2 very easily because the Shtar says sloim, it seems 2. So he is amigo, he could have said 2, and since the Shtar Messiah, he could be a Nazis Ponim also. So therefore, Shimon is potter to pay. I'm sorry, Shimon is potter to swear because Shimon is amigo. He could have said 2. And if he said 2, and then the shtar says 2, so he's a kaifer hakel. Then he's a kaifer hakel. The shtar messiah. So if he's meyes because the shtar messiah, so he should have to swear by 2 also. Now we're going to learn a new mahalach, not like Rashi, a whole new mahalach. That what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, that Erev Parshis Shonu Kam, so not the way Rashi said that this Parsha is only speaking about Milveh, Bekodna Kefa Hakel is also Chai. No, Chas V'Shal. That what it says, the Chiksiv Ki Uzeh Amilve Nami Hu Dechsiv. Nami. That means we have to ask that Milve Nami, Amilve, we have to add a word, Amilve Nami Hu Dechsiv. It's going by Milve also. And that was Emerson, the first Kash of Taisvis, because all Eire Parshias means it's going also by milveh, but not only by milveh. Dechsiv ki uzeh a milveh namiyu dechsiv. Deboinen hoido bahadi shvua dekfire. That means by milveh. In order to swear, you need a maida b'miktsis. A kaifa hakel is potter to swear. Vohinami boinen hoido bahade shvua denenzu. So over here by nenzu or nignevu, what the parsha is speaking about. So you also need a haido. You need a haido just since this kiyuze is speaking about pikon, nignevu. And it's also speaking about milveh. So just like by milveh, you need a haidah and a kfireh, So by Pekodin, you need Hoido and Enso. Aval Kfire Loibe Inon by He Din Enso. But you don't need, just we mentioned before, according to Rami Bachome, we need three poris. One is Moide, one is Kaifer, and one is says Nenso. So Rabchia by Yosef is saying, no, it's not true. By Pekodin, you need two poris. One is Moide, and one is says Nenso. Just like by Milve, you need two things. One is Moide, and one is Kaifer. There's no three things by Milve. This is a Haidor and a Kvire. So by Pekodin, there's also a Haidor and Tainus Nensu. That means Nensu alone is not Chayev Ashur, not like Rashi. You need a Haidor in order to be Mechuyev to swear a Nensu. Aval kvire loy beinon, bahide nensu. But you don't need a kvire, not like Rami Bachome that said you need no kvire nensu. Uboisoi inyan de koiki ze a milve, just like by milve, it's going also on milve. And by milve, you have a hido and a kvire. Koinami a pekodin. So by pekodin, you also have a hido and nensu. Just like by milve, you're chayev to swear if there were two poris, that means one is moid and one is kaifer. Chode doido v'chode de kfire. Chayev nami apikod mashtei poris. Chode doido v'chode de nensu. Avo rabchiye barabe v'romi barchome boi sholesh poris. Rami Barchome, that was Rav Chiya Bar Abba, you need three poris by Pekodin. Chode de Hido, v'chode de Kfire, v'chode de Nensi. Chiyuzea Pekodin, dav keksiv, v'loi amulb. So now the Rabbi Natam is saying pshat as follows. The Rabbi Natam is saying two Yisaidis. Yisaid number one, Erev Parshias does not mean we're oike a posik from Pekodin and putting it by Milva. No. Erev Parshias means that this Parsha is also speaking about Milva, but it's if it's speaking about Pekodin. Now, let us, in Rav Chiya Bar Yosef is saying, not like Rami Bachama. Now let's learn how Rami Bachama learned Pshat. Rami Bachama learned Pshat in the posik like this. The posik says he swears Nignavu. Nikra Balabayas Alekim, and then he swears that it was Nignav. That's the parsha. In that parsha it says, Asher Yoyma Ki Uzeh. So Rami Bachama said, so let's see what it says. It's a complicated posik. But the posik says, Ki Uzeh means he's Moide, he's Koifer, and he also said Nignav. So Rami Bachama said, Asher Yoyma never swears unless you have three poris. One he's Moide, one he's Kaifa, and one he says Nigma. That's what Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, and that's Pashtei Dekor. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is speaking about he swore Nigma. The Pasuk says also Ki Yuzeh, that he was Moide and Kaifa. So Moide, Kaifa, Nigma. That's according to Rami Bacham. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said, no. This Pasuk is also speaking about Halvor. Also. Now. When it's, let me ask you, Rami Balchome, when it's speaking about Alvo, there's no Nensu, there's no Nignavu, Alvo is, there's no Pturim, he borrowed, he has to pay back. So by Alvo, the Moide B'mitzvahs by Alvo, is, there's a Haido and a Kvire. That's that. There's no three things, Haido, Kvire, Nignavu. Two things. So since this Pasuk is also speaking about Alvo, and by Alvo, there's Haido and Kvire, and that's it. So this Pasik, that also needs a Haido, means that Nignavo needs a Haido. So Haido and Nignavo is Chayev. Over there, and by Milva, Haido and Kvire is Chayev. He says, so these two cases need a Haido. But Pekodin is not speaking about a Shvu of Kvire, That's the Pashto Dekor. The Ki Yuzeh, which spells out Kfira also, this you're right and this you're wrong, that's going on Milva. So that what Ki Yuzeh says, you need Hoido. This is going side by Pekodin and side by Milva. Hoido needs Hoido, Pekodin needs Hoido, but there it's Hoido and Ignevo, Tuporis. And Milva, it's also Tuporis, Hoido, Kfira. That is what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said. Let us again see the Loshen Mafosha by Netam Vachikom. Lechiksiv ki uzeh ha-milve nami hu dechsiv. It's going by milve also. The ve'inen hoido bahadi shvu de kvire. By milve you need hoido and kvire. Vahachi nami, in here also, it's the Me'echa Pashis does not mean you're oikret from Pekon. Binen hoido bahadi shvu de nensu. So here you need a do. Nensu doesn't swear. Nigneva doesn't swear. Unless there was a do. Aber kvira loy beinam, bahi denenso. But you don't need kvira by nenso. Uba oise inyan de koi ki huzeh a milva, just like by milva, it's going by milva also. Eire parshi is. So it's going by milva and pekodin, this ki huzeh is a common posik for milva and pekodin. Just like by milve, there's a haido and a kvire, kainami apikodin. So by apikodin also, there's a no and nenso. B'chiege de milve machai vashtei poros lachut, chode de do vachode de kvire, machai nami apikodin vashtei poros, chode de do vachode de nenso. That is Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Aber Rav Chiya bar Rabbe v'romi bar Chomer, Rav Chiya bar Rabbe in the beginning of the sugya, boi sholish poros, chode de do, וחודד דה כפירה, וחודד דה ננצו, דחי הוזה הפקודן דווקא כסיב, don't tell me, it's doing you the milve, it's going by milve, it's going by פקודן, ולא ימילדה, it's going by פקודן, so if it's going by פקודן, so you have to learn the פוסק אלך, the משמויס, the פוסק is speaking about, that he swore ניגנבו, the כי הוזה is telling me, there was a door in the כפירה, you only swear nignavo when there's a don akfir. Vaha de boy kfira vaido be milve. Now when you need a kfira vaido be milve, so it does not a repulsion is. Shema ba memetzinu yalfinen mi pekodin. Maybe you learn that a memetzinu from pekodin, just like by pekodin, you only swear by a don kfira. So here also, you only swear by milvi, also only swear by dog kfira. Av al give the nishloisha mumchen le yafinim milva me pekodim meseches anedim. If you don't know what ere parshi is, Abchi Baba doesn't learn ere parshi, you don't learn out one from the other. Man the less ere parshi is, then you may the mixes le pashta de kro, then you may the mixes mestavle mail of tvei. Vuhu adin the pekodin mechay v'kfir v'idolachut, and according to Rami Bar Chome, you're chayev by pekodin and kfir v'idol also beloy nensu. Avul v'nensu beloy ki uzel le mechayev dochemash mlei pashtin dekro latzrichi ki uzel bahadi nensu beloy nensu bahadi ki uzel. Avul kifer hakel potel kol alma b'chol mokim. Afilu b'makim sheyochel lahoiz, that he could be meiz, t'gzeres ha-kosovu, ki uzeh davke, v'lei koifah hakel. Now, Taisus is saying, now let us just chazer over for 1 second. Taisus is saying like this, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, by Pekodin, you only swear nignav, you only swear nenas, if there's two poros. He's meide in one, and the other one he says nignav. And by milve, you swear, he's moide, and he's moide, this taina kvira, he's moide, and he's kaifa. That's according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef. According to Rami bar Chome, Rav Chiya bar Rabbe, you only swear by pekodin when there's three poros. You only swear nignav when there's three poros. That means, so one pori is moide, one pori is kaifa, and one pori, he says nenas. And but Pekodin also, if still be Heido and Kfir is also Chaya. But Nenas is only Chaya if there's Heido and Kfir. And you learn that Milve from Pekodlin. But you also need Heido and Kfir. Now, I'd like to mention one thing, and as the Taisus progresses, I think perhaps will be a Klokai. Let's go back. Let's start from Rami Bar Chome, and then we'll go back to Abchiya Bar Yosef. There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia that explains why a Moide B'Miktis swears. What's the mechanics of a Moide B'Miktis? So the Gemara says, because there's a Taine in a Kfira. There's a Taine in a Kfira. He's money from him. He's Kaifa. That's why he has to swear. So Taisa says, I don't understand. A Kaifa Hakels is also a Taine in a Kfira. He's money and he's Kaifa. Taine and Kfira, you have to swear. So Taisa says, no. Yet the Gemara means, there's a Taine Chashuve. There's a Taine Chashuve and a Kfira. What does it mean a Taine Chashuve? Because he says, I lent you $100, and he said, yeah, you lent, but not $100, it was $40. Making a little mistake. So we hear that the Nitva is Moide to the Teveya. That means he's not telling, what are you talking about? I never borrowed a penny for you in my life. No. You hear? We hear from the Nitva alone, that the Teveya is entitled to loan from him. He says, you're right, I owe you. You're right, I owe you. Not so much. That's called a Taine Chshuve. A Kaifa Hako, that's called a Taine Chshuve. You say, I owe you 100,000, I don't owe you a penny, you're a liar. But that's called a Taine Chshuve. He says one thing, he says the other thing. The Lomdis of, so now let us understand. So the Sibis, Achiev Shvue by Moide B'Miktis, because Bezdin hears from all parties that the Teveya has a right to mon from him. There's a little difference in opinion how much, but we hear from both parties that he has a right to mon from him. Such a Taine, so you swear if it's not so much. That's the Achiev Shvue of a Taine. This is the mechanics of a Moide B'Miktis. Every Moide B'Miktis Bezdin hears that the Teveya is a Taine of Shuvah. That we get this from the Hoidah of the Nitva. Fine. We're talking Yeromi Bachamet. So Memela, now let us go one step further. Be'emesin, so the Chi of Shvuah is from the Taine and Kvile. That means, you Moide, I'm the Teveya one, I'm Moide, you're right. But I'm Kaifuan. That's the Chiyuv Shvua. And Taisva says, according to Rami Bachama, by Milve, you also Chayiv Taine Kvira. It's a Taine Chshuva. By Pekotin, Taisva says, you also Chayiv, Taine Kvira. But Rami Bachama says, Nansu, you only Chayiv to swear, if it was Taine Kvira in Nansu. Now, what is Pshat in this? Because if there wouldn't be any kfira, let's go back to this scenario. If there'd be any kfira, so he comes over and he mons from him. He says, "Let's talk about two poris." He says, "Where are my two poris?" So he says, "One I owe you. The other one died. Nenso. The other one died." The mafkid isn't the faintest idea what happened with the second one. He doesn't have a taina chshuva, he's not even money. He's just asking, where's the second one? So he said, it died, finished. He don't have a taina chshuva. The whole concept of taina chshuva is only applicable by a hidor and a kfire. That means he's moneying two pores. I gave you two pores, where are my two pores? So he says, I'm sorry, you gave me one por, and I owe you for the second one, I don't know you. That's called, but he is a Taine Chshuva, he's money too. And we see, he has what Taman, he's entitled Taman. There's a difference of opinion how much he's entitled Taman. That is Mechayev HaShvuah. But if we will have, the scenario will be two poros. I gave you two poros. Where are my two poros? So I said, well, one I owe you. You're right. I owe you one poros. The other one, died. So there's no taina on the second one. He doesn't know what happened with it. So here you don't have bechlal the concept of a taina chshuva. So that's why, according to Rami Bar Chome, if he's moide, if there's only hoido and nansu, he's not chayev a shuva. There's no reason why he should be mashbiya. So according to Rami Bar Chome, I think that it works like this. There's a taina and a kvira. So you chayev to swear to moide b'mitzvahs. There, see? And since you mechuyev to swear to moide b'mitzvahs, als gilgul shuva, you swear to nansu. Nansu works as gilgul. But Samazai to swear on Tain and Nansu, Haido and Nansu, according to Rabbi Bachoma, there's no such thing. There's no such thing to swear, because here's not a Tain of Cheshuve. You're not mourning anything. You're just asking. You're inquiring. What with the other Pora? Leilena would die. Finished. So there's no Tainer. I'm telling you what that is. Why should we believe this way? That's why Rabbi Bachoma holds, that's the Chmer, you need three Poras. So there's a taina and a kvira. Now you mechuyev to swear on the kvira. Oh, mechuyev to swear. Now you swear on the nansu also. That's mishpat in Rami Bar Chome. Now, let us go. This is l'chayv according to Rami Bar Chome. Let us go to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said that, according to Rabbi Netam, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said that you don't swear nansu alone. You swear in the two parties. Where's the first part? You're right, I owe you the first part. And the second one is Nansu. Then you swear. According to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, you don't need a kvira. A taine and aido and Nansu, you also chayev. And by milve, it's aido and kvira. By pekodin, it's aido and Nansu. That is shitas Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. So l'chayre, I had a ore kan shayel haben. What is the longest of Rav Chiya Bar Yosef? I mean, what? How does it work? If he just says it died, doesn't have to swear. If he was moide, this two poros, I owe you one. The other one, it died. Oh, then all of a sudden he has to swear. How does this work? According to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. So Dach Sechmir, the pshat according to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, is a Tosfos. In the Taisus Arosh in Ksubis, that says another lomdis in Moide Bemiktis, the mechanics of Moide Bemiktis. A very interesting lomdis. The Taisus Arosh says as follows. The kivin, the Moide sheyesh loy chiyev moment. That means he's running from two poros. He's running from two poros. So he says, no, where are the two poros? He says, well, I owe the first one, my fault, I was Pesheya, I owe you, that's it. So he's money him, so he owes him money for the first part. The Kivin, the Moide, this is a Lashon of the Taisus, a Lashon Ksubis. And, Daf Yutres. The Kivin, the Moide, Sheyesh Loichiyev Momen Olav, Aitaka owe you. Agav Hamomain Negalgul Olav Shvuah. The lumdus of Maida Bemiktis is a type of a gilgul. That means we come out from the bezn. You owe me money. You owe me also. So the lumdus of Maida, since you owe me already, if you would come and say, where are the two poris? I don't know about two poris. You never gave me anything. So finish. So it's a difference of opinion over here. He says he owes. He says he doesn't know. A good talk. Bezn will not. Why should Bezdin take the part of the Teveo? Why not the Nitva says you're a liar. He never gave me a pakot. But if Bezdin hears, he says, you know, I owe you Take. So there's a Svare. So just like you owe him money for the first Svare, so there's a Svare. Since you owe him, so you owe him a Biru on the second Svare. And you said it, there was Nignaf, prove it, swear. Take a Sefer Torah and swear. So there's a concept of Gilgul, and I think according to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, that's the only way we can understand Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. By Milve, by Pekodim. Right? Because that's the only way it works. And perhaps we could say one more nekuda, which will be negei avaita, that could be this svar of Gilgal is only an obligation of a shayma. That means I became your shayma. I owe you for one of the porim money for my kabbala shmira. So since I owe you, al shayma, I'm a chuyiv to, I owe you a biru on the second porim. That means that's b'chiyuvei ha-shoimrim. Just like the first por, I owe you al-shoimer. That's why I owe you the first. That means al-shoimer. I should have watched it. I was a pesheya. I was not memalei my chiyuv shmire the way I should have. So I owe you for the first por moment for, because I wasn't shoimer properly. So therefore, I owe you for the second, I know you are biru for the second poem. And could be this is only by shomre. By halvo, which we learn that erev parshis, could be there to different lomdas and ganzen. There could be, there takatayne cheshuve. By halvo, it's speaking about, I'm running for you, I lent you to the two poems, and he's made in one, and he's kaif in the other. There you have a tayne cheshuve. By milva, could be we have the lomdas, of Taina Cheshuvim, but by Pekotin we have Dachsmid Alamdis of a sort of a Gilgul. Even the mighty Sheshal of Chiyav Mamin Olav, Agav HaMamin, the Galgul Olav Shuv. Now let us go further. Let us go further. This is Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Yeah. So let us just understand one thing. That the Rabbeinu Tam just now took care of all the kashas that he had in Rashi. He had one kash when the Gemara in Sanhedrin Erev Parshis does not mean Yo'ikir it from Pekodin. Mean it's also by Halvo. So that he says that like it's by Halvo, by Pekodin. He had all over Shas when by Pekodin only Amoide B'miktsus is Chayit, 100%, only Amoide B'miktsus is Chayit. That is learning from Erev Parshis. All the kashas are for him. Now, but the Argemore is, he has problems by Argemore. The Lashon of Argemore is not too good. V'hod kama maishna milde. Argemore asks, v'chiksiv ki uzeh amilde. So first of all, the Rabbi Natam added the word. Ki uzeh nami amilde. Not amilde. Rashi is going by milde. According to the Rabbi Natam, nami amilde. He has to add a word. So now this is a sore thumb according to the Rabbeinu Tam. What's a maishna milveh? So we say by Pekodin it's also going. Pekodin needs haido, milveh needs haido. According to Rashi it's meiridik. Only milveh needs haido. Pekodin, because Akaifa Hakel, I have a biru, is telling the truth. Pekodin, you don't need haido. Akaifa Hakel is also chayv to swear. So then it's very good. Umayshna milve, so the Gemara says, because they know the Meispono. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Maishna, they're the same. So the Rabbeinu Tam got stuck here. So let's go further. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, yeah. For her to come a Maishna milve, the first Rabbeinu Tam, my time is the milde. Perish, not maishna. The maishna means my time. My time the moide b'miktsus chayit, loy mehemen b'migu di boi kofar akel. Why is a moide b'miktsus chayit? He is a migu, he could have been a kofar akel. So, Nukashe, my time at the Maidah, what's the reason that a Maidah b'mitzvah says chay? Yes, amigo could have been a koifer hakel. And where do you see that the word maishna is gematria my time, eh? My time at the honey. Fine. So the Nadim was asking, my time at the milveh. Why is milveh Why does a milvi yet this way as amigo? The Gemara answers, it's amigo da hoza. Now there's a, I'd just like to mention, the Madura Basra asks Akasha, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, milva and pekodin are the same. Both need aido. By milva, the Gemara asked, why by milva does he have to swear? He is amigo. He could have been a kaifa hakel. By time of the milva. By time of the milva. Frekt Madura Basra, and by pekodin, this is Akasha by pekodin also. My time with the pekodin, he could have said an answer by both. As if like the Madura Basra Akasha. The Madura Basra says something very, very interesting, which I'd like to be mamtik a little bit. He says, you can't ask Akasha my time with the pekodin, it's enough in the posik. You don't understand the posik. The Pasuk says like this. It's a Gzeres HaKosim. You can't ask Akasha, my time of the Pekod. Enough of the Pasuk. Gzeres HaKosim. Milvis, it's not a, it's Eir Parshis. Here we say, it's also going on Milvis. So this we did already on our own accord. Ooh, so you said it's going on Milvis. So on that I can ask my time of the Milvis. My time of the Pekod. It's a Pasuk by Pekod. I'd like to say one vote, that perhaps this is nichlal in the kavonis of the Madura Basra, or perhaps it's, he doesn't mean that perhaps we could be mice of this. We had just mentioned, according to Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, there's a tremendous chilik between the shvua of milva and the shvua of pekodin. The shvua of milva is, I see that the Tevei is right, a tiny chshuva. He said, I lent you $100. And he says, well, you lent me 50. And the other 50 is debatable. So there, the chiv shvu is also a tiny chshuva. So what do you see? So you see, I see from this olden Torah that the Tevei has basis to his tviya. He has basis to his tviya. Because, you see, the nitvah is also made it. That's why he has to swear. Like the Gemara, my time at the milva. I see differently. I see from over here, if this guy would be a liar, why wasn't he a Kaifa Hakel? I see he's a George Washington. I see he's a very honest person. Why do you look at it? That, I see the Tevea is right because look, he's mourning 100 and the Nitva says, I owe you Taka. Oh, so I see he's right on the other 50. Yeah, because, look at it the other way around. I see that the Nitva is right. If the Nitva be a liar, why does he have to open up his mouth and say, I owe you 50? Let him say, I don't owe you anything. So you see, the Nitva is a chatadik yisaydayla. That was my timer. The kash is my timer, the milva. What's the time of milva? The Gemara said, what's the teretz on this one? I said, no. The nitva is not a tzaddik yisoidel. He can't say I didn't borrow anything because another may is pon of. He has to say something. Don't make him a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik. He can't be such a big as a pon. So, memele, you don't see any titkis from the nitva. And from the tevei, you see that he has a right to be teveya. That's the shackle of a tie in the Gemara. But in the case of Pekodin, by the case of Pekodin, the Chiyav Shvua is not because I see the Tevei is right. The Tevei doesn't know Bechlal was Nignav or not Nignav. There it's Avsa Gilgul. It's Mechiyav Shamrim. If he owes, if a half he owes, then he has to swear on the other half. So that's right. So it's not right or wrong. I don't see who's right. That's the Gzeres HaKosev. If, just like he owes him, And half of the Pekodin money, he owes him a shvua on the other half of the Pekodin. So could be, that is why the Gemara asked Akasha, only on my time at the milva, what is the reason of milva, what's the mechanics of milva, by Pekodin there's no problem. And then, Pesha, my time, Daniel, Masha Kosa Besvorim, Tabi Milva Udikala Meimahochi, Ava Pipikotin Meyes or Meyes, the next to the last line, which doesn't make sense according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Like, Goris le Rabbeinu Tam, this form Yishonim Leso.